Good morning. Councilmember Zhang and I would like to thank everyone for coming this morning. As Council President, I want to inform the residents of the City of Fresno that I am supportive of the administration's efforts for a full investigation of the issues facing the Fresno Police Department. I am personally and still personally disturbed by the two incidents involving the police department, the narcotics unit, and the Monday, February 9th, 2009 incident. And that is why we are here today. We have waited to make sure that the administration's investigative efforts are going to be transparent to the citizens of Fresno. Concerning the narcotics unit, the narcotics unit's investigation will involve the following investigative units and agencies: the District Attorney's Office regarding the criminal prosecutions, the Police Department's Internal Affairs Unit. The Police Department also requested an independent operational assessment of the unit by the Police Executive Research Forum, and that report should be ready in about 90 days. Concerning the homeless incident, the District Attorney's Office, as well as the State Attorney General's Office from California, will be involved. The Police Department's Internal Affairs Office and our City of Fresno attorney will be reviewing, with assistance from Special Counsel, all of these investigations. Thoroughness is our way of reaffirming the quality of law enforcement services provided to the City of Fresno. We must be transparent at all times and keep you, the citizens, involved and informed. I have personally received many calls, correspondence, and a petition from the community pertaining to these issues. Please rest assured that your concerns have not fallen on deaf ears, and your call for attention to this matter will not go unanswered. At this time, I'd like to turn this portion over to Councilman Zhang.
Good morning. Thank you, Council President, for your leadership on this issue since I've been on council. I want to thank the media that are here as well, and to the many community members and constituents that have called both our office. As many of you are aware, District 3 and District 1 has probably one of the two districts that are very active on these issues in terms of our police. So I want to thank them for the effort. As Council President Sterling mentioned, we are here to support the administrations for the actions that they have taken to deal with the recent issues involving members of the Fresno Police Department. We are happy with the information we have been provided and look forward to the updates that they have promised the council. Today we're here to express our support for the hardworking members, both civilian and sworn, that have dedicated themselves to protect the citizens of Fresno. Let this be in no way that this press conference waver our support for our Fresno Police Department. We fully believe that the investigation that have been initiated will reaffirm the high quality of law enforcement we enjoy here in Fresno. We feel comfortable in saying that once the fact gathering has been completed, we will see these issues and incidents dealt with appropriately. These are very short statements. Now with that, both Council President Sterling and myself are open to any questions. Well, this was important from our perspective in terms of council, at least for Council President Sterling and myself. As I've said, we're also elected officials, and we have constituents that have called both our offices. And so it was important for us to come out and let our constituents know that during these times that we were not doing anything, that we were engaged with our administration, making sure that things were done. And this was the time that we felt it was appropriate for us to come out and let you know where we are at this time.
Yes. that's a part of the process that we will be looking at as we move forward with this investigation as a solution on a possible solution or a solution on how we can address the concerns so that they will not happen again. I have never wavered from an independent police officer. Since I've been on the council for the last 6 years, I have every year supported it and will continue to support that effort.
Okay, the next question is, Councilmember Sterling, what are you going to do to get the other councilmembers to support you, because you obviously need their support?
And that's a good point. Yes, we do need their support. However, we have to go through the investigative process. We have to do this as a unified body. That's why Councilmember Zhang and I are here today, to let the citizens realize that your voices have been heard, that we will be looking closely to make sure that the independent police auditor option at some point will be coming back to council for a decision. And in making those decisions, hopefully the information will be there to get the support it needs. Yes. And that's why we're supporting the investigation. The idea is that there has to be a process in which all of this takes place. And we are waiting to get the reports in place, waiting to hear all of the information concerning both of the incidents, which are, like as we said, very disturbing. And then we will be taking it to the next level. The hope is that everything will lead to a police auditor, and I will let Councilman Zhang further elaborate on that. But the idea is that's what the goal is, at least on my part, to bring that to the council, to the administration, an opportunity and a solution to have a police auditor put in place.
If a vote were held today on the council, do you believe a police auditor would be approved?
That's a good if question, but let me first answer the other question first. In terms of, and I don't think it's anything new, administration did come out that they say that they're looking to put a package. We haven't seen it. And that's one of the things that we're happy with, that they are bringing us a package, giving us an opportunity to look at it. And one of the things is they said that it's going to be a transparent process that's going to be inclusive of the community groups that have a concern about those issues, and council is going to be involved. So at this point, we're waiting for that package, and I think Tuesday's. Yes, the independent police auditor package. We're still waiting for that at this particular point, and we haven't seen it. But the commitment that we have is that that process, whatever it comes out of, is going to be transparent. It is going to involve community, and it's going to involve council. So we're definitely satisfied in terms of that. And we're looking forward for Tuesday for an update from them as to where not just the IPA, but all these incidents are for council.
Administration is.
Well, administration, that's really administration's call, which is the mayor is in charge of the administration of a city manager. So I apologize when we say administration, it's administration.
But let me answer this question, though. You know what, that's a good point and a good question. You're saying who is the administration? What we're doing is being respectful to give the administration an opportunity to take the first step. If something isn't done within the very near future, the council, or myself and Councilman Zhang, will bring a position to the administration and to the citizens to let them know what our concerns, how we'd like to address these concerns. Today, if there were going to be a vote in respect of the Brown Act, we have not talked to other council members, so I could not answer that. I'm hoping that today's informative information to you will allow you to realize that we are watching this process, that we are going to give it its time to play out, but in the very near future, if the administration does not bring some type of option to the city council, that Councilman Zhang and I will bring a position on a police auditor to the city of Fresno.
Do you have plans to have a community meeting in your district regarding this issue?
As of this time, I understand that there is possibly a meeting that the citizens group from last week called with the mayor and the administration, and something will be held on the 23rd, which is this coming Monday. The location and the time, I'm not sure, but it's supposed to be in my district, and I will be there, so we'll get that information to you. Am I going to have a proposal?
If Swearingen does not bring a proposal,
yes. Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you would like to see?
It's still under consideration because the mayor has asked that we give them time to pull something together. This is why we're informing you today that we're going to be respectful of that. And hopefully this coming Tuesday, the administration or mayor will bring something to the city council so that you, the public, will have some further update in a public setting of where the administration stands on this. So that's where we are right now.
Over the years, it's been impossible to get the votes on the city council for an independent auditor. Have you ever given any consideration about putting it on the ballot so the citizens of Fresno can watch us all answer this question about a voting card?
And that is a good question. I think you might remember that last year or the year before last, that former Mayor Autry did bring that option to the Fresno City Council, in addition to a number of other options. One, to bring it to the citizens so that there could be a vote, and that option was rejected by the City Council. So that is still a consideration, and hopefully through this organized control process, that option may have an opportunity to come back. That is a possibility. That is an option. It did not go any further at that particular time, but that will be an option that I would definitely be willing to entertain if all other options do fail. Yes. At this time, I'm giving Chief Dyer, as well as his administration, a chance to vet through the process so that, we can continue to be supportive. I am supportive of him, that he is doing his job, and that he will continue to do that. But I, too, am very disturbed about what has transpired with these officers, and will be looking very intently for this report.
I don't think I have much to add. And as you said, I mean, this press conference is in no way, at least from my perspective, indication that I've lost faith, in whether it's in the chief or in our men and women in blue in service. They are doing a tremendous amount of job, and as many of you know, they are putting themselves on the line every single day. So the assessment that needs to be done is being done with the third party that needs to happen to have those independent eyes. So I'm satisfied at this particular point. I think.
Where did funding come from? I know we are in some tight economic times with budgets. Where would the money come from, and how much money are we talking about for this article?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, those are the things that we have to consider through this whole process. And that's going to be, I hope that administration, as they bring the package forward, that some of those funding options are provided so that we as council can look at it as to say if that's possible or not, how that would look like if that package comes through. So it's going to be important how that goes, because you're right. You know, we're all facing, not just us as a city, but throughout the nation is going through this. So it's going to be important how we go and support this. I think last year's proposal, I think the initial, the estimate was about $200,000 was one of the numbers that was tossed. I'm not sure what this one looked like, and that's why Council President and myself are waiting to look at that package and to also see constituents have input and say as to what that overall package is going to look. You're asking questions that we're not sure. I mean, my preference that it wouldn't necessarily take away from any program and see what type of cost savings that we have, whether through efficiencies or other projects or state or federal funding. Be creative on that. That would be my preference.
Let me just try to add to that too, because last year or in the past under Mayor Autry's administration, there were always items or issues that were put in place for a police auditor concern, and I am positive that whoever brings a package forward, even if it has to come from one of us, that we will find the monies to do this. Is that important?
You talk about the calls that you guys are getting from your constituents. I mean, how concerned are they? Are they scared of what's going on with them?
The citizens they have reason to be concerned because they're seeing all of this drama being played out right in front of them. So what we're doing today is letting them know that their concerns haven't fallen on deaf ears, please realize that there are always, in many cases, a few bad apples, but that is not reflective on our entire public safety team. As Councilman Zhang stated, we have a strong support. We have strong support of our people in blue, and they have done a good job to protect our city of Fresno.
I had a last question.
Sure.
Can we just put a poll, Survey USA, just put a poll of our citizens? 84% said they did support an independent police auditor.
We definitely know this. I have always known that since I've been on the council the longest and been here for the last 6 years, that is something that when I campaigned on that stand, that a police auditor was a necessity in a city the size of Fresno. So your polls and your surveys are reflective of the nation, as well as I'm sure if you took that same poll here in the city of Fresno, you would find that the statistics would be the same. Any other questions? Yes. Thank you. Thank you all for coming today. Again, thank you for your support. Thank you.
They'll get to it.
Yes.